Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. So glad you're with us today. Time to talk about beer, specifically women and beer. That's the focus of an event happening tomorrow night at the new Arcadia Ales Brewery and Tap Room in Kalamazoo, when Ginger Johnson will enlighten one and all on the rich relationship between women and beer. Ginger is the founder of Women Enjoying Beer and the author of the book, How to Market Beer to Women, Don't Sell Me a Pink Hammer, and she's with us now. Ginger, I know you're being brought in by the group Fermenta, which is all about boosting the involvement of Michigan women in the craft beverage industry. What is fueling this growing interest?
Sure. So, you know, the great thing about Fermenta, Cindy, is that they are open to everybody, by the way. It started as a women's collective. At the same time, they realized that everybody needs to be in the conversation, which is absolutely a fundamental of how I operate. If we're not all talking about it, nobody's making progress. Women have always been involved in beer. I think it's hilarious, Cindy, that people think that this is a new thing or it's a trend or that it's clever or that it's a niche. No, don't use the N-word, please. Women have always been involved in beer. Women used to be the beer makers because brewing is cooking. So you and I would be the ones over the stove or the hearth. In fact, here's a little bit of trivia. You know that profile of a, quote, witch over a cauldron?
Yes.
That didn't really come from the witches. That came from women in the homes. That's the hearth. That's the food being prepared. The hat keeps her warm. The cat keeps the rodents out of the food stock. So there's a whole bunch of things that we can shatter and throw to the curb and get everybody going forward together. Craft is an interesting word. It's one I actually don't use myself. I think it's, if something is well crafted, then we're all going to be able to enjoy it. And everybody has their own definition of that.
So, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where, Ginger, did this stereotype of, you know, the guys popping a cold beer and the ladies cracking open a bottle of wine, where did that come from?
Oh, I would love to know, Cindy. What I do know, what I can extrapolate from my years of research and seeing lots of ads and so forth, is that when the United States went into Prohibition, when that was enacted in 1920 with the Volstead Act, we really changed the entire landscape of what alcohol was overall in this country. And we started going more towards the illicit spirits. So what that did was so many things, but one thing that affected was our palate. We were drinking alcohol that was either poorly made, poisonous sometimes, illicit in all facets. And what did we do to make that actually drinkable? We mixed it with a lot of things that were sweet. So we collectively influenced the palate of everybody by having all these cocktails. You know, people talk about the Prohibition cocktails, the old-fashioned, the sidecar, all those kinds of things. Well, some of that harkens back to during Prohibition and then repeal. Well, then when we came into repeal, when everything changed, we had one to two generations of people who didn't know what beer could taste like because they literally hadn't had commercially legally produced beer. So, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff that we've had to reconcile and realize in how we move forward with beer. So why do we show images of men popping a top and women drinking a bottle of wine? I don't know. That's still a mystery because there are some ads that have women fully engaged in drinking a beer.
And you have said, Ginger, that beer companies don't completely and respectfully market beer to women. How should beer companies go about attracting and welcoming women as consumers and also as part of the industry?
Females in America influence fully 75 to 85 and sometimes north percentage of all purchases in America. So every category, products, goods, service, whatever it might be, Cindy. So first of all, I like to frame it that it's opportunity. We don't need to thrash anybody with some wet grain, but we sure do need to wake people up to the realization that what fuels our country is our economy, and the economy is fundamentally directed by women. So when beer companies fully recognize that as a full respect person and nothing to do with our reproductive systems, then we're making more progress. So what do they need to do? They need to focus on flavor. My book that's just out, How to Market Beer to Women, Don't Sell Me a Pink Hammer, I talk about some of the top concerns of women, the top interest points, the top areas where any brewery can excel by taking a look at the fact that, first of all, more than 50% of the global population in the human realm is female. So let's fully address that. Why wouldn't you is the counter question. But when we do that, then we can really see some market improvement in our business. We can see greater progress in our communities overall. I don't think I'm being overdramatic when I, you know, this is the kind of world peace direction, because when we're all sitting around the table and having a beer, things go smoother. More conversations happen and more progress happens because we can come together over something. So let's bring more people together to come together for the future.
In the last minute we have, Ginger, I'm just curious, what does your research show you that women really want from their beer? Are our taste buds far apart from the guys?
That's a great scientific question. I wouldn't deign to comment on that. I'm not a scientist, but what I can tell you is I would question some of the reports that have come out that said, well, women are better tasters. I don't think that's the point anyway, Cindy. The point is making sure that beer feels fully accessible and welcoming and inviting to everybody, every make and model, color, brand, orientation. That's what we need to focus on. And when we do that, that's where we see the magic of progress.
Ginger Johnson will be presenting her story, the story of women in beer, at the new Arcadia Ales Brewery and Taproom in Kalamazoo. It's from 7 to 9 tomorrow night. I know there's going to be a beer mini pairing and tasting, cheese, chocolate, and beer, which I think is fascinating. And you can find out more and get tickets by going to fermentamichigan.org. That's fermentamichigan.org. And Ginger Johnson, founder of Women Enjoying Beer and author of the book, How to Market Beer to Women, Don't Sell Me a Pink Hammer. It was fun to talk with you, Ginger. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy. What a ball. Cheers.